Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, everyone here on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Sister Keisha, back in the studio today. It is November the 4th, 2020, and I am here live in the studio for you, our friends here on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. Today, before I jump into the topic today, I just want to let you know I have been praying for you, our 10-4th listeners and friends. This has been a very tough time for the year of 2020, and we are all praying for one another's safety, and we ask that you continue to pray for us as well as we go through this season. And so what I'm here today is to bring this topic, which is on the spirit of pride. And I believe this is a topic that we all might need to hear again. So many times I've seen the spirit of pride ruin lives, families, and relationships for many years. And this message is created to help those who have ears to hear, let them hear and repent. And if they have been seduced by or have enjoyed watching others be tormented by the mother of pride, please get ready as we go into the message today on the spirit of pride. Now, what is the definition of the word pride? Just from the regular dictionary, like Webster's dictionary. And what it says is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements those with whom one is closely associated are from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. This definition of pride is way different from what the Bible speaks about when a person or individual is operating under the spirit of pride. Let's read scriptures that describe how to recognize the manifestations of the spirit of pride. If you have your Bible, your smartphone, please get ready so that we can go into the scriptures together and rightly divide the word of God here. Before I get into the scriptures, I do want to invite those who'd like to call in and share with us today. You can dial area code 516-387-1411. We will get back to you as soon as possible to get your ear on the air. Now, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. So that right there, how many times have we watched this spirit manifest inside again? Relationships with spouses, friends, and family members, but we fail to confront this spirit in them. But by asking not the person, but asking the Lord to remove or destroy the spirit of pride, so that they may be saved, okay? So it's so important, friend, that when we're dealing with a spirit of pride, we cannot address it always with the person, because a person may kind of think that we're coming to them irrational, or we're trying to be messy, or we're trying to judge them. But when we're dealing with spirits, we have to look at it from another aspect. So many times have I gotten played when I tried to confront the person, but for some reason that spirit had them already convinced that they could do no wrong, and I would walk away feeling defeated. I wonder how many other people out there felt like they experienced the same result. Think of the spirit, or a spirit. We must remember, they are legally intelligent. This means they legally have the intelligence, because they know that humans are not legally involved in the spiritual world and in spiritual matters. It is very easy to miss out on your deliverance, even when you believe you've done all the hard work. I was just sharing this with my sister, that the heavens should be looked upon as a court of law as well. And in order for your petition to be heard and tried, it must have case law, which for us is scriptures to back up why we should be delivered. Without that, spirits have a legal right to win, no matter how much you need to be delivered. And that is very true, because I legally deal with law. Same times where if I presented a motion to the court and it was not prescribed very well with enough of case law to present it for our client, it didn't do as well as the ones that we took time to prepare proper and presented it to the judge. In Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil is perverted speech I hate. Now, this scripture is very important, friends, because it tells us what God hates. And that's important here, okay? It goes on to explain when a person fears the Lord, it must have a true hatred of evil. And that's where a lot of people get in trouble because they think they can stay in that gray line in between. So many people are going to celebrate holidays such as Halloween. They may have already celebrated Halloween because we're in November now. And many are believers of Christ, but what they have not recognized, you cannot be double-minded when it comes to the things of God. What you must do is stand on what you really believe, and when you do that, you show others around you. It's possible to believe and see the manifestations of the Lord's resurrection in our lives. Then the second part shows that having a spirit of pride and arrogance is evil because the words they use are perverted, and God says he hates their speech. So one of the things that I want to jump in here and say is, you know, when you listen to people and their words are just not right, they're perverted, you already know that they're probably more than likely dealing with the spirit of pride. They don't really worry about how they say things to others. They are not concerned about how they come across to others as if those people are not intelligent enough to pick up. So you want to pay attention to a prideful spirit. This, brothers and sisters, I've kept praying for my daughter because I have a daughter who is, going into her preteen stages. And I noticed that, you know, and maybe this is the foundations and basis of the message, but I didn't really plan it like this. But I began to pick up that she had a very arrogant spirit. And I can say every time she spoke to me, I truly hated her speech. I did. I didn't care for her speech. Not her, you know, that I was having a problem with. It was really her speech. And, you know, I could see that this was basically a problem for me. And so then the Lord began to show me the scriptures when it came to that, as I just read to you. And he was telling me that he hates evil and pervertedness. And when that comes from a person, it's coming from a prideful spirit. And so I began to talk to her and say, you know, we need to go over the scriptures because you are getting kind of arrogant and prideful towards me, and I don't know where that's coming from. But we all as parents, if you're a parent out there, you know your children will kind of try to come into themselves by saying things that they may shouldn't be saying to you. But it is our job to correct them and show them by God's word how they are going to fall off very badly if they don't sharpen their behavior, if they don't change, because it is important for us to have a good conduct and be able to have a better communication sense with our children. This message is awesome to me because really, honestly, when I listened and started writing and reading back over this message, I realized that it was not a spirit that I was only dealing with. It was spirits that I've dealt with in the past, but I never really went about it in the way that the Lord has put on my heart to do in regards to my daughter. I would, again, like I said earlier, I would confront the person. But, you know, I began to realize that the spirit of pride and spirits in general are very tricky, and they're not really loyal at all to anyone other than their own agenda. And so a lot of times, you know, when you're walking in the deliverance, you know, the ministry of deliverance, and you're trying to research things when it comes to spiritual wickedness matters and spirits and stuff, like, you have to be very careful because these spirits can attack you and you don't want to be walking in unforgiveness. You don't want to be in disobedience with God yourself, because you're opening up a portal. And so it is important for us to pray and stay in connection with God so he can show us how to deal with the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is very legalistic, and it has its own way and operations other than the way we live in this natural world. And so some things that we get by and we can go around corners and crevices to get to what we want, we can't do that in the spiritual realm, because spirits know when we are making an error. And so that's why a lot of people have not been able to receive certain blessings, because they haven't followed the spiritual principles. And how we are able to get to what God has for us, we have to be willing and obedient. And then the Bible says, then we can eat the good of the land, okay? Praise God. So I'm going to jump back into the scriptures again. It says, in James chapter 4, verse 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I love this. This is a promise, my friend, with God. He opposes all forms of evil because he knows it cannot bless his people. The evil cannot bless you. If you do evil, you might get away with it. You feel like you did. You got a little revenge here and there, but it won't be a blessing to your life. But in this scripture, we learn that grace is not given to all, but it is only given to the humble. And that was such a mystery for me that God opened up. Because sometimes, you know, we kind of think that God is, you know, giving his grace to everyone. No, it is here in James 4, 6, which it says clearly. It says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So God is very angry at the proud. So if a person has a prideful spirit, they're really proud of themselves, and they're walking around acting as if the world revolves around them and only them, God is angry at that person. He said he hates their speech, okay? And he gives his grace unto the humble. For me, this teaches me that if I remain humble with God, he will show his grace, but all others who are not going to remain humble with God, who will not try to show repentance and remorse for other things, they will experience, unfortunately, destruction. They will not be shown the same grace as you and I. If you are a humble individual, you are blessed because God has showed you his grace. But if your spouse is wicked, or if they're very condescending and prideful and conceited, they may experience destruction. And what happens sometimes when they see that you have more favor or grace than them, they'll get angry with you. And I've seen that happen so many times in relationships, friendships, really. Some people become very jealous of you, and they wonder, well, why is God favoring them all the time? Why are they so blessed? Well, because of the grace. And today you have learned why. Because you have chose to remain humble. And so humbleness, God promises that he will show your life grace. I'm convinced now why many people are in trouble with the Lord and Savior, because they don't have patience with one another. When you can show grace or allow others to do what they can do in their own timing, you stop them from reaching their own personal goals. And guess what? God will not show you grace when you need it as well. So if you are so impatient with your loved ones, you're always harassing people, yelling at them, never giving them the energy and time to get something really completed or done according to your own schedule, you know, God is going to show you only what you show others. If you're showing others grace, if you're giving them a chance and you're showing them where you have the ability to be patient with them, God is going to be patient with you. But if you're not being like that to others, I don't believe you will have the same kind of grace that God says that he will give to the humble. We must learn, God, every soul counts. But people in this day have already been deceived, and they think they will escape the judgment for being disobedient to God's word. In Proverbs 16:5 says, everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. Here we see that no one will not go unpunished who has an arrogant heart or a prideful spirit. When you have a prideful spirit, it is the same as having an arrogant heart. For we are often saved by his grace. And for many people, they tend to think highly of themselves and will have to answer to that way they have become by their own sense of belief. Now, see, I just want to jump in there again. See, a prideful spirit will make you think you're better than other people. And no matter how, you know, how beautiful or how great that spirit makes you feel like you are, you're still not better than your brothers and sisters. We are all in this together. We're supposed to be, but we're not all on the same level of thinking. And so what happens is most of the time, you know, a person will think they're better than another person because of what they have, their assets, their achievements, you know, their home, their car, all of the things that they put on a higher value than having a relationship with God. And if they're too high-minded, you can best believe that the spirit of pride is in operation in their life. And Proverbs 29:23 says, one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. See, there's a different thing about pride that people don't see. The flip side of it is that even though they're high-minded, but they're really low, they've bought low because their mindset is based around what they can achieve more than just being a human being to itself. But a lowly spirit will obtain honor. God honors those who are humble. That is really what it comes down to. If you are able to have a spirit where you're humble, you're not conceited, you don't think highly of yourself, and you are consciously not a selfish person because you know that you have opportunity to kind of like, you know, tap your back, but at the end of the day, you recognize that, no, I don't want to have that spirit. I want to be a person who is honorable, you know, that is not a person who is conceited, you know. God cannot reward anyone who has shown self-pride. This means they cannot please God because they will always think more about themselves than him. This is also an evil spirit because prideful people will deliberately try and destroy God's people. I've watched them get busy with plans to bring down others because of their own emotions. And we as believers must recognize that God wants to help free us from emotional sin that may lay dormant in a person's life. And that's another thing that, you know, people tend to really get all emotional behind certain things as if other people are not considered, you know. I understand that a person has had a bad day or maybe, you know, the decisions that they made or the plans that they made did not turn out the way they want. But I've watched people, you know, go way off in the left field over something more minor. And if you don't really take their side, they will tear into you, and then you'll see that narcissistic behavior droll out of them. And, you know, I've watched people who I've loved that have hurt me through being a narcissistic person have a very unprecedented attitude, which didn't warrant, you know, the circumstances that they were in. They just went way off over something so minor. And once they calmed down, they were more like, what happened? They were kind of like not themselves at the moment. You have to be careful with the spirit of pride, because sometimes the person doesn't even know that they're going on deep in. They flip out for a second, and then they come back to themselves. And then all of a sudden, they catch themselves, and they're wondering if you noticed that they did it. So be very careful with that spirit. Also, prideful-minded people cannot be wrong about anything, and they always have an answer for all things. You cannot help them because they are the ones who are in charge at all times that I've seen. They are, in most cases, under a spell by Ahab or Jezebel, and I don't think they are always aware of their behavior, just like I said. But when others tell them they should take it more serious, they choose to ignore what has been revealed to them. So, you know, I've dealt with that with my own children. You know, as they gotten older, the ones that are older, you know, I tell them things that they should take serious, and they would be like, oh no, I got this, you know, and didn't want to listen. And then when something happened, they wanted to come back for answers and solutions. They rather correct others. Prideful people always want to correct others than be corrected. This means the way they are shown, they think they've done all that needs to be done. They're always telling you, I've done everything, you know. It's the way they think they've been done, you know, in their mind, you know, that it is, you know, the person who done them wrong was very vile and wicked. But they have never really tend to recognize that they've treated other people in that same way. And now they want everyone to draw into their pain and their sorrow. So very, very important that prideful people do not like correction. And if they have a bad moment, they're going to try to make everybody as sad or feel as bad as they do. And it's not fair, because many people have been abused by the spirit for so long, and they really need to take this spirit to the Lord in prayer. And that's what today's topic is about in regards to the spirit of pride. So I'm starting to be more aware of the spirit of pride, because the spirit already knows that you are, you know, a spirit of pride already know that they are damned, but they are good at deceiving others. So many people think they can fix the human who is representing the spirit of pride, but in actuality, we cannot fix that person, because they are really what we call the pretenders of this earth. There's a movie called The Great Pretenders, and the reason why this message is very, very important, because you need to recognize when a person has a spirit of pride on them, they are considered like a scringler. They actually have that spirit where they just kind of want to get over on everyone and take everybody for everything they can. So what I hope that you will get for this message is that you definitely need to take the spirit of pride to the Lord in prayer, and that if you are dealing with a spirit of pride yourself, you need to repent and ask for forgiveness and begin to go to the scriptures and read about pride, okay? Before we go, I just want to give you one more scripture, which it says in Proverbs 10:4, says in the pride of the face of the wicked, it does say that in the pride of the face of the wicked does not see him. All that his thoughts are, there is no God. And it is important, unfortunately, that when a person is dealing with a spirit of pride, they do not believe in God. So it is important that you recognize that the spirit of pride cannot be trusted. And it is important for you as the believer to know that if a person is dealing with a spirit of pride, they do not believe in God as much as you think. Read the scriptures, go back and check on this scripture, because it is very important. So I want you to get that spirit, that scripture in your spirit, Proverbs 10:4. I'm rushing because I'm getting ready to go off the air. I'm hoping and praying that all you, our friends and listeners, will come back for another topic on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. I love you so much. May God be with you and bless you today as before. In Yeshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless.